In Oakland last night, more than 100 demonstrators marched in defiance of Mayor Libby Schaaf's new policy banning nighttime street protests. Lexi Frosch has the story.
Last night's demonstrations were a direct response to a police action on Thursday that forced demonstrators off the street during the Say Her Name march, calling attention to state violence against black women and girls. Thursday was the first enforcement of the mayor's new ban on nighttime protests. Demonstrators and the National Lawyers Guild say it's unconstitutional and violates the Oakland Police Department's own crowd control policy. An organizer of the demonstrations speaks to the crowd.
So we are here tonight for everybody who was on the streets the other day, for all people, for all black people, for all women, all queer women, trans women, who stood up for their lives the other day and were told that we cannot stand up for our freedom.
Rachel Letterman is the president of the National Lawyers Guild San Francisco Bay Area chapter. She co-authored the crowd control policy alongside the ACLU and Oakland Police Department. She argues that Mayor Schaaf's new tactics violate the policy.
So the whole idea of the crowd control policy is that it lays out when the police can stop a demonstration or another crowd event, when they can make arrests, what kind of notice they have to give to do that. It gives them lots of tools to enforce the law, but the overarching principle is to facilitate First Amendment expression without coming down in this provocative way that is inevitably going to cause confrontation and injury to people and arrests of innocent people. The idea is to avoid all that. And so this drastic change in tactics is a real setback.
The Oakland Police Department deployed a large number of officers last night and made announcements to demonstrators like the following. At 9 p.m., police blocked the intersection of 3rd Street and Washington. When demonstrators tried to move forward, some protesters were pulled behind police lines and detained. The police department declared the march an unlawful assembly. Two flashbang grenades were detonated.
Police are moving in to snatch her for no fucking reason. Why are you doing that?
It became clear last night that multiple Oakland police officers were not wearing or did not activate their body cameras in violation of the department's policy. The National Lawyers Guild plans to meet with the city and police department to address the new ban on nighttime protests and ongoing issues related to protest policing. If unresolved, they plan to go to court. Thank you to Lisa Detner for contributing audio to this story. For KPFA Evening News, I'm Lexi Frosch.
And turning back to international news, voters in Spain went to the polls today in local elections that might mark a turning point in Spanish politics. Opinion surveys indicated that corruption scandals and economic hard times had made many voters discontented with both the dominant traditional political parties, the Popular Party and the Socialists. These two unhappy voters spoke to Al Jazeera.
There are lots of corruption cases, and people realize that the usual parties are always doing the same thing. And apart from that, they're removing a lot of options people should have: employment, education.
It's a shame my three grandsons who are abroad can't vote. One's in Dublin and the other one's in France. They have to leave because there's no work here. Another one's about to finish university and is getting ready to get out of here. Let's see if we can fix this. The current leaders have to go and the others have to come in.
Collectively, the two old parties still collected 52% of the votes today, but that's a big drop from the elections of 2011 when they won 65%. And the old parties lost control in some high-profile jurisdictions. The Popular Party had had a majority in the Madrid municipal government, but lost that majority today. One of the new parties, the Citizens Party, is described as business-friendly by the Associated Press. The other, Podemos, is left-oriented. This is its party leader, Pablo Iglesias.
For me, voting in my neighborhood on a day like today is very special. It's a day when citizens can again be protagonists for change, and that doesn't happen often in history.
Today's elections filled thousands of posts in town halls and regional parliaments. Federal elections will take place in November. And here are tonight's community announcements. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and in San Bruno, there'll be the annual pro-peace rally outside the Golden Gate Military Cemetery. This event will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until 1 p.m. outside the main gate. The cemetery is located four blocks from the San Bruno BART station.
Tomorrow evening in Lafayette, there will be a peace vigil at the Lafayette Crosses, located on Deer Hill Road. This event will begin at 7 o'clock.
Tuesday evening in Santa Cruz, there'll be a rally in support of Santa Cruz city employees. Talks between management and the City Workers Union, SEIU Local 521, are reportedly at a standstill. Tuesday's rally begins at 6 p.m. at the clock tower. Participants will then march to City Hall for the City Council meeting that begins at 7 p.m.
Wednesday evening in Oakland, there will be a meeting of the Politics of Debt Reading Group. It'll take place at 7:30 in the Omni Commons basement, 4799 Shattuck Avenue.
Saturday morning in San Francisco, the Older Women's League hosts a discussion on senior housing concerns, including the practicalities of resisting eviction. This event will take place at 10 a.m. at 870 Market Street, room 1185. That's near the Powell Street BART station.
Saturday evening in San Francisco, there will be a panel discussion on displacement and police terror. This event will take place at 7 o'clock at Station 40, located at 3030B 16th Street, near the corner of 16th and Mission.
And the weather forecast for the San Francisco Bay Area. Tonight, cloudy across most of the area, with overnight lows from the mid-40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow in the Bay Area, cloudy in the morning. Those clouds will linger into the afternoon near the coast and the bay, but the interior valleys should clear up. Highs will range from the lower 60s to mid-70s.
For Fresno and the central San Joaquin Valley, tonight mostly clear with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow in the valley, sunny with highs in the 80s.
And that concludes the KPFA Weekend News for Sunday, May 24th. Thanks for tuning in. Please stay tuned for TwitWit, KPFA's one-of-a-kind political comedy program. It's coming up next. Thanks as well to all of you who contributed during this spring pledge drive just ended. If you haven't pledged, please take a moment and do your part now. Just go online to www.kpfa.org.
Ann Garrison, John Bannister, and Lexi Frosch were our KPFA reporters this evening. Carla West was our engineer. I'm David Landau.
I'm Anthony Fest. Good evening.
Which living American intellectuals tell us the truth? One is Chris Hedges. His new book is Wages of Rebellion, The Moral Imperative of Revolt. His message is clear. Public uprisings in the United States and around the world are inevitable, given rampant environmental destruction and wealth polarization. We're verging on a revolutionary moment, he writes. He discusses whistleblowing, race relations, mass incarceration, environmental disaster. KPFA proudly presents him on Tuesday, June 9th, 7:30 p.m. at First Congregational Church, 2345 Channing Way, Berkeley. This KPFA benefit provides wheelchair access. Richard Walensky will host. Find more information on the KPFA website. For Chris Hedges, June 9th, Rebellion, What It Requires.
Good evening.